One of the proofs of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what happened in the early church after he ascended into heaven. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. And what I mean by that is that it seems pretty clear that the apostles and disciples of Jesus, who faced death the way we read St. Stephen did in today's first reading, would never have died for a myth or a lie. Who would? It doesn't make sense to face torture and death for something that isn't true. No, they had the courage to face death because the resurrection of Jesus really happened. Let's pray now for the many Christians who even today are being persecuted. Here's something that Pope Benedict said in one of his Easter messages several years ago. May the risen Lord sustain the Christians who suffer persecution and even death for their faith. May the saving power of Christ's resurrection fill all of humanity so that it may overcome the multiple tragic expressions of a culture of death which are becoming increasingly widespread, so as to build a future of love and truth in which every human life is respected and welcomed. Dear brothers and sisters, Easter does not work magic. Just as the Israelites found the desert awaiting them on the far side of the Red Sea, so the church after the resurrection always finds history filled with joy and hope, grief and anguish. And yet, this history is changed. It is marked by a new and eternal covenant. It is truly open to the future. For this reason, saved by hope, let us continue our pilgrimage, bearing in our hearts the song that is ancient and yet ever new. Let us sing to the Lord, glorious his triumph.